name is Sarah Harnish. I'm a Young Living Diamond, the author of the Game Plan series, the number one bestseller on Amazon, and a member of the Oilability team. I've also been a radio network news anchor for 18 years in Chicago and New York. Someone put this audio CD in your hand because they care about you deeply and about the things that are in your home. They care about your family. Walk with me for half an hour about why you need to take that seriously. I'll show you the dangers hidden inside your own cabinets and then simple, easy ways to start swapping things out without breaking the bank. Let's start at the beginning. The number two cause of death in the United States is cancer. Cancer expenditures in 2011 were $88 billion. 1,620 people a day die of cancer, and there are 10,000 new cases a year among children. One in three cases in the U.S. are directly linked to poor diet, physical inactivity, weight, or chemical exposure. The American Cancer Society says only 5 to 10% of all cancer cases are from gene defects. 5%. That means 95% of cancer cases are under our control. It's what we're allowing into our homes. The National Institute of Occupational Safety and Health studied 2,983 ingredients in our products at home, and of that, they found 884 toxic ingredients. 314 of them caused biological mutations, 218 caused reproductive problems, 778 were toxic to the human body, 146 they knew caused cancer tumors, but they were still allowed in the United States, even though they were banned in other countries around the world. 376 caused eye and skin irritation. These chemicals are allowed in nearly every type of cleaning supplies in the United States, even common things under your cabinets right now. Even organic cleaners have some known carcinogens that are just naturally derived. 26 seconds after exposure, chemicals are found in measurable amounts inside the human body. The average woman applies 300 chemicals to her body every single day, 80 of them before breakfast. The top 10 most dangerous chemicals in our home are air fresheners like plug-ins or candles. Second on the list, chemical cleaning supplies for your counters and floors and toilets, as well as drain and oven cleaners and furniture polish. Dishwasher soap and dish soap, beauty supplies and personal care products like hairspray, gel, shampoo, deodorant, and one of the top pollutants in the family home is laundry soap and fabric softener. You wash your clothes, it sits on your skin, it outgasses in your closet all night long. That information was from the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency's Top 10 Killer Household Chemicals study. So what happens when your body is chemically overloaded? Well, you may see it in something as catastrophic as cancer, but most of us feel it in other ways. Like lethargy, inability to focus, sleep trouble, chronic inflammation, unexplained pain, fibromyalgia, skin issues like adult acne, hormones, hot flashes, stress and anxiety and fear. If you face any of these issues, it's time to kick chemicals to the curb. You can control what you allow within the walls of your home. I wrote a book on our story that can show you how simple it is to get your oils for free. It's called Game Plan, and that's available on our team website at oilabilityteam.com. Young Living is an essential oils company that's based out of Utah. In fact, it's the largest essential oils company in the world and a pioneer in the art of distillation. Their methods have been copied all over the globe. They were the first food-grade oils company on Earth. They produce the most oils on the planet, and they do it right through their seed-to-seal process. If you want to learn more, I've recorded several lectures on DVD or an audio CD. I recommend the 101 lecture, which is a ground-up, fast-paced study on all things essential oils for the brand new oiler. Why am I so passionate about getting rid of chemicals? Well, let me take a moment and just share my story with you. I was introduced to essential oils about 2 years ago, but my story goes all the way back to when I was 12 years old, and I'm almost 40 years old right now. 12 years old is when I had my very first migraine headache. And if any of you guys have ever had a migraine headache before, you know how incredibly debilitating they are. When I would get these things, the right side of my face would droop. I'd have debilitating pain. I'd be grabbing my knees. I'd have tremors. I'd have diarrhea. They would last about 10 days a month on a bell curve. And most months I went into the emergency room and got a migraine cocktail, which is a trio of drugs that they give you. One is a pain medication. One's an anti-nauseant, so you stop that cycle of throwing up from the pain and don't get dehydrated. And then also an anti-inflammatory to help with the swelling that was happening. And I had been to 13 different neurologists. I've been on 16 different families of migraine medicines. And after after a while, they started doing yearly MRIs, and what they were finding was happening was the blood vessels on my brain were swelling, and it was causing little tiny pinprick brain bleeds every single month that I would get these things. And so once a year, I'd go in, get another MRI done, and they'd compare from the scans from the year before, and they found that I was having about 30 to 40 more spots of dead tissue on the surface of my brain every single year because of these migraine headaches. So finally, they sent me to a specialist, and I saw him for about 6 weeks, and he wanted to put me on a whole bunch of medications, an anti-inflammatory pain medication, a steroid. He wanted to put me on a couple of medications to counteract the side effects of the first medications that I was on, an anti-nauseant. And I got home and I lined them all up on my counter. And I looked at them, and just the steroid alone had 2.5 pages of warnings on it, and most of them were heart-related. And I was born with a tricuspid regurgitation in my heart, so that means one of my large valves in my heart backflows, and then also a level 5 heart murmur, so I got a pretty decent heart murmur as well. And I took the medication back to the neurologist that I was seeing, and I said, you know, I kind of feel like I'm choosing between a heart attack or a stroke. You told me that if I don't take this medicine, that I'm at a risk for a catastrophic stroke because of what's happening already in my brain with these little brain bleeds, these little pinprick brain bleeds. But I'm looking at the side effects, and it looks like I could have a heart attack if I take these things with the weakness that my heart already has. And the neurologist told me, yes, you know, you are choosing between a heart attack or a stroke. But if it was me, I would pick the heart attack, because then you're gone. If you have a stroke, you literally can watch your children grow up. And I've got 5 amazing kids. We call them the Harnish Herd. They're 9, 11, 13, 15, 17, 4 sons and a daughter. And he said, you literally can watch your kids grow up and never be able to communicate with them. And I think that would be worse. And I remember walking out of that meeting thinking to myself, my word, why would you make that decision for me? So I went home and I told my husband that I was going to try to heal these migraines homeopathically. And he laughed. We got engaged when I was 16 years old. We've been married for almost 20 years. And I remember him looking at me. He goes, you're going to have a slice of lemon and you're going to get rid of these migraines. And I said, no. I go, but I bet you there's somebody out there that has cured these things without all of these drugs. So I started applying what I knew about my news background. I've been a news anchor for 18 years. And so I'm good at researching things. I read 39 newspapers every morning that I come in to anchor news. And so I took what I knew about researching and digging for primary sources and applied it to my health. I wanted to know if anybody out there had ever been cured of these things. I would love to tell you that oils played a role in that, but they really didn't. This was before I was introduced to essential oils. But it started my journey of being aware of what's around me. And I stumbled on a website called GAPSDiet.com, G-A-P-S. It's Gut and Psychology Syndrome, and it's written by a neurologist who had cured many, many people in her office of anything digestive and anything neurological. And her premise behind it was that if you heal the gut, you heal the head, because by eating poorly, you puncture holes in your gut lining, and then your body cannot produce some hormones correctly, like serotonin, which is manufactured, much of it, in the gut. And it regulates so many functions in the human body. And when the body is not manufacturing those things correctly, then it starts metastasizing as different ways. Your body starts screaming for help. And for some people, it might be pain, or it might be skin issues or swelling. Or for me, it was migraine headaches. So I went on this diet, which I'm convinced is the most masochistic thing on the face of the earth. And the first month that I was on, it's no sugar, no gluten, and no dairy. So no sugar at all, no gluten, not even gluten-free stuff like celiacs people can have, and then no dairy as well. And the first month I was on it, I still had the droop and the weakness on the right side of my face, but I didn't have any pain. And I remember turning to my husband and I said, honey, if this is as good as it gets, is I spend the rest of my life with a droopy, weird looking face and weakness on the right side of my body, but I don't have any pain, that's good enough for me. I've been in pain since I was 12 years old, 10 days a month with these migraines, and I don't even know what a life of no pain feels like. And so the first month I had that drooping on my right side, which I'd had for many, many years because of the migraines. And then the second month, that drooping was gone and the pain was gone. And this year will be 4 years since I have had a migraine headache. I completely cured them solely by changing what I was eating. And I became really, really good at looking at the ingredients of everything that I was putting into my body, because the diet was so strict on what I could eat and what I couldn't eat. And there's so many fake ingredients out there, even in the organic section, that I really needed to take it seriously if I wanted to heal. And so I got very good at weeding out all of the fake ingredients, like the tapioca root and the arrowroot powder and potato flour and the rice flour, all those things I couldn't have. I had to flip everything over and read it. And I started thinking about it. I'm like, you know, if sugar, gluten, and dairy, so we're talking about a sandwich and some some ice cream. If those could puncture holes in my gut lining by the time that I was in my 30s to the point that I was having brain bleeds every single month and was in excruciating pain, what about the chemicals in my house? Not even a piece of bread, but what about my bright blue dish soap or what I use to wipe my counters down with and it actually has chemicals in it and I'm breathing that stuff in or I'm wiping down my butcher block and it says right on the bottle, poisonous, not for human consumption. And then 3 days later, I go cut my fresh strawberries on it and I eat them and you can still smell that chemical smell on your counters and on your butcher block. So I started thinking about all of those things and that was what led me to explore essential oils, which have been used for thousands and thousands of years. It's just amazing the capability that they have to support different systems in the human body, to be used for cleaning, to be used for personal care products. And that's where Young Living comes in. I got invited to my first essential oils class in 2014, got a starter kit, and I have never looked back. And so I'm in the same journey with you and swapping many of these chemicals out of my home. So what exactly are essential oils? Well, they're the most powerful part of the plant. They're the lifeblood of the plant. They repair and restore the plant when it's attacked or when it's injured. In the human body, they've got access to the limbic lobe of the brain, that part of the brain that controls your heart rate, your breathing, your memory, stress, blood pressure. Oils are really tiny. They're smaller than viruses. They hit your cells in 3 seconds when they're inhaled and 26 seconds when applied topically. In the first week that I had my Young Living starter kit, I used it over 80 times successfully. So why would you want oils in your home? Well, they don't have any yuck. They're just the steam distilled plant. There are millions of uses to support systems in the human body, like your cardiovascular system or your endocrine system, which affects hormones, to support your joints or your brain or your liver. They're used to replace chemical cleaning supplies. Thieves Cleaner is a cleaner that's made just out of plants and essential oils. And that's all I use to wipe down my bathroom, my kitchen, my stove, mop my floors. And it's just oils and then plants. You can use oils to replace your personal care products. Young Living has an entire line of shampoos, soaps, conditioners, eye creams, face washes, and it's all completely chemical free. If you use oil-infused supplements, you get the benefit of the supplement along with the power of the oil. And Young Living has some of the best protein powder that I've ever seen. Protein is a brain food that helps you think clearly and lose weight. It does matter, though, where your oils are sourced. So there's 4 different types of oils on the earth. There's grade A, grade B, grade C, and grade D. Grade A is therapeutic, and that's all of Young Living's oils. Grade B are food grade. Grade C are perfume oils. And then grade D is floral water, which isn't actually even an essential oil. The oil's been taken out of it. It's so important that you use only grade A oil because of the concentration in the bottle. It's like eating an entire apple tree sprayed with pesticide, which they allow even in food grade oils, those grade B oils, instead of just eating one apple that's sprayed with pesticide. I'd rather see you use homeopathics like tinctures and herbs than use cheap oil because it makes no sense to go the extra mile to get away from chemicals and then use an oil that's laden with chemicals. There are 100,000 chemicals on the market today. The Toxic Substance Control Act of 1976 grandfathered them in. And what does that mean to you? Well, simply put, these chemicals haven't had any safety testing and we know very little information about their side effects. Of the chemicals that were tested, toxic labeling is only required if 50% or more of the animals tested die. Under the TSCA, manufacturers are protected by secret trade laws that allow them to keep their ingredient lists a secret. Dr. Samuel Epstein, the chairman of the Cancer Prevention Coalition, says it's, quote, unthinkable that women would knowingly inflict such exposures on their infants and children and themselves if the products were routinely labeled with explicit warnings of cancer risks. But they're not labeled. Since the 1940s, prostate cancer is up 200%. Thyroid cancer is up 155%. Brain cancer up 70%. Breast cancer up 60%. Childhood cancer is up 35%. And the American Cancer Society estimates a 50% rise in cancer rates by 2020. There is a standard set for non-industrial buildings by OSHA for chemical exposure. For formaldehyde, it's 0.75 ppm, so parts per million. That's not even 1%. The average home has an astonishing level of 50 ppb. That's 50 times what's allowed, but it's not regulated. Wipes that are requested on school shopping lists, they measure 1,798 ppb. 409 measures 12,000 ppb. So it's no wonder that the quality of air inside your home is 5 to 7 times more toxic than outdoor air quality. Chemical household cleaning product sales was a $7 billion industry in 2007. Guys, this is something that you need to take seriously because no one is watching your home, but you are the gate gatekeeper, and I'd be willing to bet my life that there are things in your home right now that you're exposed to every single day that could be killing you. And the thing is, it's totally preventable. So where do you start? Well, start small. Start slow. Start with what you're convicted on. Let me give you a very simple tip. With your food, flip the labels over and start reading the ingredients. If you can't pronounce it, don't eat it. It doesn't mean that you can't have ice cream. Just go for the ice cream with milk and sugar and eggs and vanilla instead of an ingredients list of 35 items that you can't pronounce. With your home, start with the biggest offenders first. Maybe laundry soap or dishwasher soap or cleaning supplies, candles and plug-ins. You can go home and toss the candles and plug-ins right now. Just throw them away. Swap them out with a diffuser and a pure essential oil. That's a much better choice. Young Living has oil-infused thieves cleaner, laundry soap, and dish soap. It's affordable and it's very simple to use. If you're a bit overwhelmed, grab my 101 lecture on DVD. Learning to integrate oils into your home is about small, simple baby steps. So just take it 1 month at a time. Maybe the first month you focus solely on thieves cleaner and you toss out every chemical cleaning supply under your sink. Go home and wipe your kitchen down and just fall in love, knowing that you just boost your immune system instead of taxing your liver. Thieves Cleaner costs $1 a bottle to make at home. One $22 bottle of cleaner that you get off of Young Living's site at youngliving.com gets you 30 spray bottles. You just add one capful of that concentrated Thieves Cleaner to a spray bottle of water and you're off and running. It is literally the cheapest cleaner that you could possibly buy. The next month, swap out some laundry soap or some dish soap. On month three, focus on your personal care products like your deodorant and shampoo. On month four, focus on beauty supplies like face wash. Every day you leave your makeup on, your skin ages by 7 days. So you want to use a chemical-free option to get it off. And my favorite is the Art Gentle Cleanser that Young Living makes. I started this journey myself 2 years ago with the Young Living Starter Kit, and I have never looked back. We use the oils every single day in our home. And for me, this isn't about selling something to you. This is about showing you how to live a chemical-free life. I have been on the other end of it. I know what the ingredients list did to my body. And so my mission now is to come alongside moms and come alongside dads and families and show them that there's an easier way. There's a simpler way, that it doesn't have to be hard and it doesn't have to be complicated, but you don't want the garbage in your house. Every oil that you use is a chemical that you're not using. And this is where I began, was with a starter kit. And so where I'd recommend that you start too. Young Living has made an entire Thieves premium starter kit. Thieves is one of their oils. It's a very powerful oil and they've integrated it into cleaning supplies. And it's specifically centered around cleaning supplies, that Thieves Premium Starter Kit. It's a very simple, easy way to work your way into oiling. The Thieves Starter Kit comes with a 15-milliliter bottle of Thieves. It's got 250 drops in it. Thieves Aroma Bright toothpaste, Thieves Fresh Essence mouthwash, 2 full bottles of Thieves Cleaner, and that'll last you more than 6 months. And I literally emptied everything out from under my sink and used the cleaner instead. It comes with 2 Thieves foaming hand soaps, 2 Thieves sprays, 2 Thieves waterless hand purifiers, a 5-milliliter bottle of Stress Away, which just happens to be one of my favorite essential oils. It's got lime and vanilla in it. It's amazing. Also, an Aromaglide roller filament that fitment that sticks to any bottle of oil and turns it into a roll-on, and then 10 sample packets of various essential oils like Thieves, lemon, peppermint, lavender, and peace and calming. So not only do you get the benefit of all the cleaning supplies, but you also get to try out a little bit of oil as well. It means that you get Thieves essential oil, toothpaste, mouthwash, cleaner, which replaces the cleaner in my house, hand soap, spray that you can use for shopping carts or airplane seats or to spray your kids' hands down if you're in a restaurant before you eat, and hand sanitizer. It's all in one kit. So what is Thieves cleaner used for? Here's 12 different ideas just to show you how you can start swapping the cleaner out for chemicals in your home. You could put it undiluted into a roll-on and make a stain stick for your clothing with no chemicals. I was just in a wedding last weekend and I tripped right before some photos. I was one of the bridesmaids and I got a grass stain on the front of my dress, and then a bird pooped on my dress while we were taking photos outside. Then I came inside a few minutes later and I spilled chocolate fondant all the way down the front of my dress. And I came home and I'm thinking, boy, you know, I sure am a klutz in 1 hour to get that many things on the front of my dress. But I put that undiluted Thieves cleaner on it and it took it right out, all of it, the grass stain and the bird poop and the chocolate, all out of my dress just with that undiluted Thieves cleaner. So it works great and there's no chemicals. You can use the same cleaner to pour it onto spots in your carpeting, undiluted, and get rid of stains. You can let it sit on pots and pans with burnt food to the bottom of them, and it takes it right off. You can put a cap of it in a spray bottle of water and then use that as a surface cleaner for your kitchen and your bathroom counters and your sinks and your stove or your bathtub. You can add some to a bucket of hot water and mop your floors with it. You can put a little thieves cleaner and some baking soda and make your own soft scrub without any chemicals that you can use in your oven. You can refresh a musty carpet by putting thieves oil and some baking soda and let it absorb, and then sprinkle it all over your carpeting. After washing your clothes with Thieves Vital or Thieves Laundry Soap, you can add 4 to 5 drops to a dry washcloth, and then just toss that washcloth in the dryer, and it will make your clothes smell fresh, and then you don't have to use dryer sheets. You can put 1 drop of Thieves on anything sticky that's stuck to an object or stuck to a kid, if you have any Band-Aid residue, and just wipe it off because it gets rid of that sticky residue on things. You can clean your dishwasher by running an empty cycle with vinegar and just 2 drops of Thieves oil that comes in that Thieves starter kit. You can add a drop of it to the cardboard insert of your toilet paper rolls to have Thieves freshness in your bathroom. And it's some of the best glass cleaner replacement that I've ever seen. You can spray it right on your windows to take the gunk off. It's also great for detailing cars and for cleaning the dashboard. So there's no yuck in Thieves. It's just plants and plant-based materials. You can literally replace everything under your kitchen sink with just one bottle. Now, what about Thieves oil, the essential oil, not the cleaner, but the actual bottle of oil that comes in that starter kit? Why would you want that? Well, the oil is a lot more concentrated than the Thieves cleaner it is, and I've tried making the cleaner with the oil myself, and honestly, at $1 a spray bottle, it's more effort than it's worth. So I just pick up a bottle of Thieves cleaner from Young Living's website. The Thieves oil doesn't contain the other plant-based ingredients that allow that oil to be evenly spread throughout the cleaning solution. So what do you know about oil and water? Oil will float on the surface of the water, so you want to use the Thieves cleaner by itself instead. But here are 6 uses that you could use for the Thieves essential oil. You can put some on your feet and spine for immune support. You can dilute it with coconut oil if you're putting it on children. You can take the Thieves Vitality oil internally for the same reason. One of my favorite recipes for immune support is 10 drops of Thieves Vitality, 8 drops of Oregano Vitality, and 2 drops of Frankincense Vitality in a veggie capsule. Try that out and just see how you feel. You can add a little Thieves Vitality to the toothpaste on your toothbrush to feel fresh. You can add a little bit to a drink for spicy zing. You can put it in the diffuser. It's one of my favorite fall blends. It's got cinnamon and clove and lemon in it. Clove has a bit of a numbing effect to it, so I like to put Thieves on my teeth just to soothe them. Let's talk for just a moment about Thieves and what's in it. The Thieves blend contains clove, eucalyptus, rosemary, lemon, and cinnamon, and it's based on the legend of the 4 thieves in Marseille, France, dating back from the time of the outbreak of the bubonic plague. Century after century, from the 1300s all the way to the 1700s, outbreaks claimed up to half of the population of Europe, and there was a nasty outbreak between 1593 and 1608. About that time, an aromatic legend developed around a new brew called Marseille vinegar, or 4 Thieves vinegar. The group allegedly confessed they used it with complete protection against the plague while they rubbed the bodies of the dead. There are a variety of recipes out there, but they included dried rosemary tops, dried sage flowers, fresh rue, camphor, garlic cloves, and vinegar, which were to steep for 7 or 8 days to fight, as history has it, the pestilence or the plague. The vinegar was noted in a number of famous medical books that were published later on, including the Pharmacologia from 1825. D. Gary Young, the founder of Young Living, is the most responsible for this story reaching the legendary status that it has today. He created the Thieves blend, which is used in all those cleaning products that Young Living makes. He made that blend in 1994 for immune support as a result of his study at Warwick University in London. Gary said, quote, "I must tell you, I've read 17 different versions of the Thieves story, and some claim there were 4 thieves, some claim there were as many as 40 thieves. Most of the legends took place in the 15th century, but others put it in the 18th century. And the formulas vary from one story to the next, but through my research, I was led to 4 key botanicals that were mentioned again and again and again. Clove, cinnamon, rosemary, and lemon, 4 of the same ingredients that make up the Thieves oil blend today." Young Living doesn't just have the Thieves starter kit. It has an entire line of Thieves products: bar soap, cough drops, dental floss, dish soap and dishwasher powder, mints, veggie soak, and even Thieves wipes. This is a better choice for your family. It's simple. It requires no preparation. It's easy to swap out. If affordability is an issue, consider this. When you get a Thieves starter kit, you get 24% off your oils for life. It's a wholesale membership. If you get on Essential Rewards, which ships Young Living products that you pick out every single month on a date that you choose, and it's a date you can change around if you want, you get 10% off right off the bat. That means that they're paying you 10% for buying your laundry soap and your dish soap, and there's no chemical garbage inside. After 4 months, you get 20% back, and after 25 months, you get 25% back just for buying your cleaning supplies on Essential Rewards, and no grocery store I know of anywhere does that, pays you to buy your laundry soap. It's amazing. There are over 23 different Thieves products and oils inside that starter kit. So if you want to pick one of those up, you go to youngliving.com, click on Become a Member, and it's going to ask you if you know somebody that is involved in Young Living, and it wants a sponsor number and an enroller number. I'd encourage you to find the person that gave you this CD and get their number from them, because when you order, you're blessing their family. You're helping them afford their laundry soap and their Thieves cleaner. It's one of the things that makes this company so incredibly amazing. Let's end with why you would want oil in your home. We're going to finish with a story of a family with quadruplets. They have four sons. In celebration of the 25-year creation of Thieves, Young Living has put together this 2-minute video.
I'm a mom of four boys who happen to have the same birthday. Quadruplets, they're 9 years old, and my husband and I have been married for 12 years and live here in Brownsburg, Indiana. So having four boys, cleaning up is just a constant. You always have something to pick up, to clean up, some sort of disaster that needs your attention. Before Thieves, all the cleaning was on me. When we switched over to Thieves, that was like one of my favorite things, because I was like, oh my goodness, my boys can clean the toilets. This is awesome. Like, they can start cleaning up their own messes. They've been using it ever since we made the switch. They kind of have their own chores and routines and do their own bathrooms and help with laundry. And doing dishes is a breeze now that everybody pitches in. Thieves is really gentle. I don't have to worry about it bothering my skin or wearing gloves or something to protect my skin. It's not a harsh smell or an aroma to it. So we're having another boy to add to our family. I feel really good about bringing a newborn into a home that has safe products and has things that they can be around right away. I don't think we could live without Thieves.
That's a great story, isn't it? And it can be your story too, as you learn to swap things out in your home. Let me issue a challenge to you, because I love to give a call to action. When you commit your time to something like this, to listening to a half an hour lecture, something's got to come of it. So here's what I ask you to do. I'm going to issue the 3-cabinet challenge. I want you to go home, pick any 3 cabinets in your house. Doesn't matter where they are. Could be your laundry room, could be your under your sink, it could be in your bathroom. Pick any 3 cabinets, grab some of your favorite products that you been using forever, flip them over and look at the ingredients that are in them. Look at the list. If you don't know what it is, take that ingredient, go to Google and type it in, and right in front of the word, write dangers of, and learn to know some of the things that you're putting into your system, some of the things that you're slathering on your body, some of the things that you're breathing in throughout the course of the day. Learn the dangers of some of the things that are inside your home right now. And then whatever you're convicted on, start there. Start at that place and start swapping some of those things out with pure essential oils. You matter. Your family matters. Your friends matter. And you can take control of your own health. You don't have to feel the way that you do. You don't have to feel tired, groggy, exhausted, sore. Kick the chemicals out of your life and start living clean. Make sure that you check in again at oilabilityteam.com for more audio lectures. Also for the brand new game plan book that we've released on the site that shows you how to get your oils for free. Again, oilabilityteam.com. And if you want to get a starter kit, it's as simple as going to youngliving.com and click on Become a Member. Thank you so much for letting us partner with you as you begin your oils journey.